Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Twisted Todd. I got to tell you, I love talking to this guy right here, man. Always a blast to talk to him. I mean, hell, even had him and Clown taking over my show for 2 hours, playing whatever the hell he wanted like 11 years ago. Of course, I've never forgotten that. But checking in with none other than Corey Taylor of Slipknot, Stone Sour, and of course, his own solo work with his new solo album, CMFT, coming out October 2nd. Corey Taylor, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Where are you calling from today? Just curious.
Oh, I'm at home in Vegas.
Okay. I couldn't remember if you where you were living at these days, especially because, you know, good old hometown, man, got hit pretty hard yesterday.
That's what I heard, man. Yeah, I was talking to Andy Hall back there today and just heard about that. I was like, oh, Jesus. I mean, yeah, I got to get hold of my son and make sure he's okay.
Oh, so you haven't talked to him yet?
No. Like I said, I literally just found out about it about an hour ago. I've been doing press this whole time, so.
Jeez, well, I would like to think that if something happened, you would know by now already.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody would have told me, so I'm going to assume he's okay. But, you know, but then again, man, I text him and then I hear from him like 2 days later, so I'm like, damn, teenage.
So he's like everybody else with a cell phone.
I know. I'm like, Jesus, you see, I know the damn thing's glued to his hand. It's not like he can't hit me back, you know?
Yeah, that's what kills me. People with cell phones. I'm like, why do you have them? I mean, you know, I don't expect somebody to answer in like 10 minutes, but I don't know, maybe the course of the next 10, 12 hours. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
My gosh, it's ridiculous. But yeah, so glad you steered clear of that. Hopefully he is doing okay. Hopefully you're doing okay in general with all this crazy coronavirus mess and everything.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know how it is. I mean, it's basically, I'm kind of in the same boat that everybody else is, just kind of, you know, watching, waiting, seeing what the hell's going on, you know, just trying to make sure that we do things smart instead of rushing into it. It's crazy, man.
Exactly, because you've already had, Slipknot's already had shows rescheduled, and it's hard to keep track because it's like, is that still going to happen?
Well, I mean, everything got moved to next year, man, so I have no idea right now, you know? I mean, nobody wants to play more than I do, and it's, and I see all these people who are going out and they're playing. I'm like, dude, that's so dangerous, man. There's no way. I mean, I couldn't go on stage knowing that I'm possibly putting a large chunk of that crowd in danger, you know? Like, I couldn't do it. I don't know what part of your ego makes that okay, but I just, I don't know. I can't do it. For me, I wouldn't be okay with it.
And that's why I appreciated what you said about mask. I know, I'm sure you got a lot of bite back by that, you know, from that, but it's like, my wife is a nurse, and there are a lot of people around here that are drinking the conspiracy Kool-Aid. But
of course,
you know, I trust my wife. She's a nurse. I trust what she sees every day because she doesn't have an agenda.
Right. Well, it's, you know, everything's political until it happens to you or somebody, you know.
Right.
Then it's like, now all of a sudden, you know, people are on Fox and CNN going, it's real. I promise it's real. Whereas like 2 weeks before, they were all calling people out, you know.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Not everything is a political point.
Right.
Not everything is something to divide us, man. Sometimes, guess what? It's a pandemic that's trying to kill us, and you need to figure it the hell out because all you're doing is making the problem worse.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's the more people obey it, you know, the sooner hopefully we can get this under control and get back out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, and if people want to give me a rash of hell, I don't really care. You know, it's like, take a number. You know, I've been dealing with this for 20 years. You think you're new?
Well, and that's the crazy thing, too, man, because it's like I've only heard two songs so far from your new album. and neither of them sound like they would come from the same record. And I'm just like, whoa, how crazy is CMFT going to be when it comes out October 2nd?
Oh, dude, it's dope, man. Like, it's like, I had so much fun making this album, and the songs are so good, and the band is just ridiculous, dude. I mean, it is an absolute crash course in just party rock, dude. I mean, it's got a little bit of everything, and yet everything really ties together, man. There's a cohesion there that people are going to freak out, like, especially when you hear, you know, Black Eyes Blue and CMFT Must Be Stopped, and then you realize that, you know, these are kind of two ends of the spectrum. But then if you listen to the album in context and listen to all the songs in between, and then it all makes sense. And that's why it's so rad. That's why I'm excited.
Well, that's why I love the fact you've sent two fairly, you know, like polar ends of songs out at the same time. I thought that was great.
Yeah. The reaction has been great, man. I'm really stoked that people are digging the stuff.
Well, and it's cool, too, because you're at that point in your career, you could do anything you wanted to. Hell, you could put out a polka album in collaboration with Weird Al, and people be like, you know what? That's awesome.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've long wanted to do that thrash polka album. You know, I mean, that's something I've had in the works going back since, you know, 11th grade. So, you know. Fingers crossed, you know, maybe someday.
Yeah, get a nice distortion pedal on an accordion. That would be great.
Dude, how rad would that sound? Like, I mean, just to really crank that up, maybe even that, I'd put a wah on it, and just, that'd be insane, man.
That'd be awesome. Then what you have to do, because of the wah, you got to get Zach Wild, and then you got to get him squaring off against Weird Al. That'd just be great.
Oh, yeah, but then they'd both have to do the thing where Zach, like, wanders the audience and doing his solo, and then you get Weird Al going.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the other way, and then they meet out about like at the front of house and then see what happens. Then they cut heads out there.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Well, since we're recorded and I already have an idea what CMFT stands for, I just want to hear you say it. Can you say it for me?
Oh, yeah. Corey motherfucking Taylor, man.
That's what I wanted to hear. Boom.
But I have been giving people different alternatives that they can say on the radio. One of the ones that we were joking about in the band was Christian Martucci featuring Taylor, which I thought was pretty funny.
That is pretty good.
And then there's a certified marriage and family therapist. That one works as well. I want to get a t-shirt made with like all the different versions that don't even come close to Corey motherfucking Taylor, and just put it out there and just see what happens.
Well, what's awesome is anytime you watch like a movie like Die Hard or Snakes on a Plane on network TV, the creativeness they get to put that in there. And what was it like Samuel Jackson at the end of Snakes on a Plane goes, "I'm tired of all these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane." I'm like, who comes up with that?
It's so ridiculous. The best one too is Pulp Fiction is ridiculous, dude. Oh man, I can't remember the last one I watched, but it was like I think they worked Rudy Tootin' in there or some weirdness like that. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, it's great what they come up with, man. And of course, you know, every time I've seen Die Hard on network TV, it's always yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Fletcher.
Yeah, Mr. Fletcher. I'm sure Mr. Fletcher's loving that, you know?
We had a joke band one time. We're going to call a band Mr. Fletcher's Monkey Fighters. Just to go with that.
That'd be great, dude. I'd go see that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I've come up with all kinds of fun names. My favorite one is I was actually doing the local show one time, and I was had a band in there recording it, and I, of course, didn't want to just come out and say, come out and say Steak and Blowjob Day, because we were talking about, you know, there's allegedly a Steak and Blowjob Day exactly a month after Valentine's Day. And so I was trying to explain it to him, and I said Steak and Fellatio Day. And then out of that came Fellatio Mignon. I love it.
Oh, that's rad. I like that. Me and the boys, we used to think up, like, steak band names, and we came up with Pubic Zirconium.
Oh, God, that's great. I may be stealing that one. I like that.
It's really good, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I was actually in a band. I hate it that it never made it very far. We only played like two shows, but, you know, some of the material was phenomenal, but we were called Death Row Tall.
Death Row Tall?
Yeah, and it came because...
Oh, dude, that's really good.
Oh, man, I've even got the shirt. But what happened is me and the singer/guitar player, we were talking one day, and our night guy, he wasn't even our night guy at the time. He was just like my promotions guy, because this was at a remote setup right behind the guitar player's house. And he comes over there, and we're talking, you know, of course, about Jethro Tull winning the very first heavy metal Grammy. And when he said it, there was a slip of the tongue, and it sounded like he said Death Row Tull. And Mike just exploded. He goes, dude, that's the best band name ever.
That's really good, dude.
Yeah, that band was a lot of fun, man. I hate it didn't live very long.
Yeah, that's really. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I got my kid here. So,
how old is he?
She is five.
Oh, okay.
And, well, she'll be six in about a month. So.
Oh man, I've got a little boy. He's going to be three in December, and it's just, man, it's on.
Yeah, it's. It's full tilt. Well, I got three of them, so it's like, you know, trying to make sure that they're all okay is a lesson in futility sometimes.
Yeah, and the pipes my kid has on him, that kid screams like a banshee. Like, he seriously, his screams hurt my ears louder than both my guitar players' amps.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I know that feeling.
Oh, God, it's so bad. It's like I literally want to, like, take a pair of tweezers and pull my freaking eardrum out.
Yeah.
But, man, another awesome thing since the last time I talked to you that you got involved with, that I had to get involved with as well, was when you were doing the Kickstarter campaign for In Search of Darkness. I had to sign up and be a part of that one.
Oh, right. Yeah, dude. Honestly, that was something that I found online, and then I donated to it and didn't really even tell them who I was, you know? Like, and I donated on the tier where you could be a part of the interviews and stuff.
Right.
And, so they hit me up with an email, and they were like, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and whatever, and why you're into it. And I was like, well, my name's Corey Taylor. I'm the singer for Slipknot and Stone Sour. And I, like, seriously, within 30 minutes, I got an email from Robin Block, the guy. He was like, oh my God, what the heck? It was so ridiculous, dude. And then that just kind of led to me, like, just being a major part of it. And I actually just did interviews for In Search of Darkness 2.
I was going to ask if you were part of that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And In Search of Tomorrow, which is the sci-fi, the 80s sci-fi one. that they're doing. So I just did both, and it's rad, dude. Like, the movies that they talk about on both of those are super rad, man.
Yeah, and the first one just now dropped on the Shudder, I think.
Yeah. And a lot of people have been hitting me up. They're like, dude, this is so rad. I was like, I know, right? Wait till you see the next ones.
I mean, you know, you're talking about 80s horror for freaking 4 hours. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about the best day ever is just, you know, just geeking out on awesome movies for your whole day. Like, that just sells itself, really.
Absolutely, man. Well, dude, I'm actually glad you actually answered what was going to be one of my questions about being a part of the second one, because I heard that they were doing it, but I didn't hear really who was all involved. So that's really fantastic you're doing the second one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I wouldn't have missed it. Like, I love movies and comics and music and everything geek so much that, like, it's just, you know, I could go on and on about the stuff.
Oh, absolutely, man. If I had more time, dude, we'd go on and on about it, too. But I'm going to have to... let you fly here in just a minute, but I'm glad we got to cover that, and looking forward to CMFT coming out October 2nd. About messed up the date, October 2nd.
Well, you fixed it. It's all good, man.
Right. Well, that's what you do in post-edit anyway, so nobody hear any of this.
Exactly.
Well, Corey, I appreciate you doing this, man. Dude, I can't wait, hopefully, to get to see you on the road. Is there going to be any plans to do any touring for CMFT? You know, granted...
I mean,
things clear out.
We're gonna try, man. You know, I mean, it all kind of depends on, you know, how things go in the next couple months. I'm definitely gonna do some virtual stuff, though. So, I mean, that's I know that's on the plan. We're gonna do something like that in October. So that at least we're gonna be able to do something like that. I'm not sure what it's going to be, whether it's a live stream or whatnot, but we're definitely looking to do something like that.
So, kind of to coincide the release, then.
Yeah, basically, kind of tie it all together.
Fantastic, man. Well, Corey, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to let you get out of here before they start hollering at me. But, dude, thank you so much for doing it. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
All good, man. No worries. It's a good chat, man.
Absolutely. And it's still not as cool as the 2 hours that you and Clown took over, God, like 11 years ago now. That was so awesome.
God, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? Jesus
double
Christ.
If you remember this, Double Shot of Slayer followed by Secret Lovers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that
was
so much fun.
Made it work, too.
Yeah, exactly. Brother,
all right, man.
I appreciate it, man. Best of luck to you.
All right, thanks, brother.
Have a good one.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.